Hello, where you've joined in a conversation on COVID-19, I'm Sneha Murdani. A highly placed source in the Government of India has spoken to me about the key details and the findings of the sero survey that has been done by the ICMR and the NCDC along with the WHO India office. The top source privy to the report has in fact said that in urban India, in surveyed areas, up to 30% of the population has acquired the disease and recovered. What does the survey really show is that there is extreme exposure levels in some cities. There is low-level exposure in rural areas of India. What really happens in a sero survey is that blood samples of people are collected to test for the presence of antibodies specific to a pathogen. In this case, it was meant to test for IgG antibodies against SARS-CoV-2 that normally appears 14 days after the infection and continue to be present in the blood serum for months together. Apart from this, the Government of India is particularly concerned about 50 municipal bodies facing a high level of infection. This includes states of Maharashtra, Telangana, Tamil Nadu, Rajasthan, Assam, Haryana, Gujarat, Karnataka, Uttarakhand, Madhya Pradesh, West Bengal, Delhi, Bihar, UP and Odisha. Sources within the government also say that there are places where the infection is actually much more. These spots are found in Mumbai, in Pune, Delhi, Ahmedabad and Indore. Sources also say that there is some level of community transmission which has been established, but only in containment areas of Mumbai, Ahmedabad, Pune, Delhi, Kolkata, Indore, Thane, Jaipur and Chennai. Interestingly, the Indian Council of Medical Research has not denied these findings. The government is yet to come on record. Sources say that details of districts in West Bengal and Surat is still not there with the government. There's been a delay in the sero survey, at least in West Bengal, because of Cyclone Amphan. As soon as the results of all the 71 districts is out, the Government of India is expected to detail on what the findings are. The report is still not final, and what we've been told is that data for 8 districts are still being analysed. The ICMR has said the same, that there is speculation in the media. However, like I mentioned earlier, they have not come out in the open and denied the findings of this report. If at all the government were to speak about India transitioning into the community transmission phase of the infection, at least some pockets of the country, then there is going to be some amount of tweaking of strategy in these places. Sources within the government say that areas are going to be divided into high-intensity zones and low-intensity zones. There's going to be reduction in the number of RT-PCR tests in the wards affected. All residents will be treated as potential patients. They will be asked to report to healthcare centres at the onset of symptoms. Contact tracing essentially will stop, and the focus is going to be on protecting the vulnerable. The central government has packed off teams to all of these places. The team comprises of 2 public health experts, epidemiologists and a senior joint secretary level nodal officer for administrative handholding and improving governance. The idea is to counsel and the idea is to handhold. The idea is also to ensure better coordination, quick action on the ground, adoption of a more granular strategy, and it is proposed that these districts and municipalities should regularly remain in touch with central teams that are coordinating with the states. Talking about the government's communication, let me conclude by saying that today, it's the 7th day that the Government of India has not spoken to the country through the press, through the media. The last press conference was held on Tuesday. While questions are being raised about why the government is not holding press conferences, many talk about the fact that because a senior PIB officer has been tested positive with COVID-19, there are concerns about meeting the press in person. We are hoping that the Government of India takes questions on the findings of the sero survey, and also the representative of the Indian Council of Medical Research appears before the press to detail on what next as far as the country and battling COVID-19 is concerned.